air tankers, like this one, carry out almost all aerial refueling for the U.S. military. This latest version, the new Boeing KC-46 Pegasus tanker, comes equipped with technology to make it less detectable to enemies. But less detectable isn't the same as undetectable. And that's a big problem for tankers and the bombers and fighter jets they refuel.
Our tankers, because they're so vulnerable, we have to keep them far outside the threat ring of an adversary. That means that our planes cannot go as far in to enemy territory before they have to turn around to come back and hit the tanker again.
Air Force General Carlton Everhart tells VOA the Air Force is working on an unconventional solution.
I said, hey, I need a laser. I need to protect our airplanes. Well, guess what? In about 2 years, we're going to be testing a laser on the airplane.
If battle scenes from Star Wars come to mind, with lasers shooting adversaries into oblivion, Everhart says that's not the idea.
Is this an offensive weapon? No, it's a purely defensive weapon.
Aerospace expert Todd Harrison explains.
The laser basically could be used to blind the sensors on another aircraft or an incoming missile. Or if it's a high enough power laser, it could actually be used to burn a hole or to weaken the skin of an incoming missile or aircraft.
Harrison points out defensive lasers would likely take years of testing before they are fully operational. But he says General Everhart's dream of putting this technology on tankers would have one major advantage.
And the great thing about having a laser as your defensive mechanism is all it needs is more electrical power and it can keep firing. So you have virtually an unlimited number of shots.
Small shots that U.S. military officials say could have a big impact on the battle space.
That allows us to stay on station. That allows us to be able to support the fighter and bomber aircraft as we need to as we execute war. So, yeah, those things are coming on right now. I'm pretty excited about it.
Air Force officials are hopeful they can add laser technology on these tankers over the next decade. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.